Hey everybody, Andy Hamilton of Track Wrestling here with another edition of 7 Minutes. We're joined this week by national champion Mike Machiavello, who won the 197-pound NCAA title last March for North Carolina State. Machiavello is one of the great stories in college wrestling in recent years. He compiled a 20-22 record during his first two seasons with the Wolfpack before qualifying for the NCAA championships for the first time as a junior. Of course, he followed that up by capping his career with a national title last March as a senior. 7 Minute Series is presented by CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. It's wrestlers helping wrestlers to wrestle at the college level. Start the recruiting process today. Let College Wrestler Recruiting help reach college coaches from D1, D2, D3, NAIA, NJCAA, NCAA, and WCAA. Check out CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. And also be sure to check out the 7 Minutes interviews we've done recently with David Taylor, Gable Steveson, Chris Bono, Yanni Diakamahalis, Troy Nickerson, and Troy Steiner, just to name a few. You can find the transcripts of the 7 Minutes interviews on Track Wrestling, and you can also download and listen on the go to some of the recent interviews on the Matt Talk Podcast Network on iTunes. Our guest this week, NCAA champion Mike Machiavello from North Carolina State with the Wolfpack RTC now. Welcome in, Mike.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you bringing me on.
You ready to have some fun? You ready to go 7 Minutes?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Start with this one. If you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at the age of 15, what advice would you give yourself?
Learn more. I don't know. This is hopefully it's not too deep, but I'm going to go deep here. Why not?
Okay, let's do it.
I would say continue to learn more about who you are as an individual and who you are as a person outside of wrestling first. Just because my first couple of years, I felt like I found a lot of who I was in the sport, and I took my losses hard. I took my wins and losses. And obviously, you know, you dedicate so much time as an athlete to a sport. No matter what, the losses are tough. But I think it affected, you know, my confidence outside of the room also when I would lose. And the minute, you know, I really started to grasp who I was as a person and who I was outside of wrestling, and the more I understood that wrestling wasn't who I am and just what I do, the more I could kind of like emotionally stabilize, the more I could separate the two, and the more I could wrestle with a lot less pressure, if that makes sense. You know, because now I know, okay, if I lose, all right, it's not the end of the world. I'm not going to have a completely terrible day. I would approach it a lot more like constructively. Instead of emotionally, instead of it affecting my whole day, I would just be like, okay, well, how do I approach this from a technical standpoint? You know what I mean? And yeah, so I guess really just, you know, learn more about yourself and learn more about who you are and build confidence in that. Because I think, you know, you build confidence in who you are as a person, you can figure out ways to build confidence in the sport of wrestling. And I think that goes not just for the sport of wrestling, but in a bunch of other avenues of life too, you know?
How often do you have dreams at night about wrestling?
I don't know. I don't remember my dreams very often. And some of my dreams aren't like, I really couldn't tell you. My last dream that I remember was probably a couple months ago, and I was playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Did they need a 197-pounder?
Apparently they liked my mentality and aggressiveness, and it was good for the team aspect. And so they pulled me out onto the court fourth quarter, helped win the game. And the coach introduced me to the team after. So when he put me in the game, no one knew who I was. So it was a really weird dream.
What were your top three schools in recruiting, and why did you pick NC State?
Top three schools in recruiting were NC State, Bucknell, and I took an unofficial visit to UVA, so I guess UVA, but they stopped recruiting me after a little bit. I don't even know if I had App State recruited me, but they weren't one of my top choices. So I don't know if I had enough schools to really kind of have a top three. So I'll just go with Bucknell and NC State. And you said, why did I choose NC State?
Yeah.
So I picked State because, one, it was not too far from home. It was still in the state of North Carolina. And I really just kind of believed in the staff and their vision. And I think the biggest thing that resonated with me when I was on my official visit was the culture that Pat talked about. He talked about, you know, we got no drinking, no smoking a policy, and we're a dry team, and we're very blue collar. And I was already kind of living that. I was already living that way in high school. And I could relate. It resonated with me. And I thought it would be an easy transition going into a team like that, where everybody was doing the same thing. I wouldn't have to feel like I had to do other stuff to fit in, you know, or go out and all this other stuff. I'm like, man, these guys are going to be on a mission just like I am. So just kind of that was the culture aspect I really, really liked. That was really, really big for me. The staff, like I said, Jamil Kelly was there at the time, and he was an Olympic silver medalist. And so for me, I was like, this guy's in the Olympic finals, you know, what better person to learn from? And so those are probably the two biggest things.
What's the most rewarding victory you've ever had?
The most rewarding victory I've ever had. Man, that's a tough one. It might be my NCAA finals match. I think it is. Because it definitely is, actually. Because not only did I lose to Jared Haught twice during the year, but, man, I had come such a long way. I had a losing record my freshman year. And obviously, I mean, you already know a whole lot of people, you know, believe that I would be able to do it. And the thing about sports is you work so hard for a goal, but it doesn't matter how hard you work or how much you commit to the process. Nothing is ever guaranteed. Nothing. Sports are brutal like that, especially sport of wrestling. The sport of wrestling doesn't care, you know, and doesn't care who you are, what your name is, what your ranking is, or what you did the year before. You got to go out there and earn your spot. And sometimes you do everything you can to earn your spot, and you still may not get it. And for me to be able to get it, to achieve my goal after 5 years of hard work, and I'm talking about hard work, you know, two-a-days, extra workouts on my own, you know, talking with coaches, having to figure out how do I come back from losing a starting spot to a guy younger than me. And you know, just I think about all the really, really hard moments where I doubted myself and I had to figure out a way to come out of that. And then for me to finally be able to get it, it made all those moments really, really special for me. And so definitely my NCAA finals match.
You could take something from anyone else's skill set in wrestling and add it to your game. What do you think that one skill would be that would elevate your wrestling the most?
I don't know, because my mind is like just thinking about, well, I like my offense with what I got now, but if I could take one, probably JB's double, just because I used to watch him hit that double since I was in high school. And it's his timing. He has the timing down so well. And so if I can get that timing down, and then on top of that, he explodes from his knees really, really, really well. And if I could explore my knees and hit a double like that, that'd be great. I'm working on it. So hopefully one day, I don't know, we'll see, but definitely probably JB's double, just because I've been honestly trying to learn how to hit that since high school, and I still haven't figured it out yet. So.
Let's say wrestling has one governing body and you're the president. What would you want to change?
Oh, boy. Holy cow. I don't know. I mean, maybe change folk style to freestyle for college wrestling. I don't know. I like folk style a lot, too. That's such a hard question. What are some of the answers that you've gotten in the past?
So a lot of guys have said just what you just said. Let's go with freestyle across the board. You see, David Taylor said, get rid of stalling. which was the first time I'd ever heard that answer.
Wow.
A lot of people said, like, get rid of the headgear. Those are the main ones, though.
I don't know.
Some people have said three-point takedowns.
You know? Oh, wow.
This is one of my favorite questions, Mike. What's the strangest thing ever crossed your mind in the middle of a match?
What's the strangest thing that's crossed my mind in the middle of a match?
Yep.
So the two things that popped into my head were the first one was food related. I remember wrestling against UVA. I'm pretty sure it was UVA, and I was on top, and like my stomach started growling, and all I could think about was Mexican food. It was like third period, and I was like, man, I cannot wait to go to Chipotle as soon as this match is over. And I had the lead too, and I think I was like trying to finish on top. And then the second one probably had to be, I think there was one match where I regretted something that I ate, and mid match I was worried about having an accident, if you know what I'm saying. So I'm glad that didn't happen, but then I made sure I was eating better stuff before our matches after that one. So
if you could go back and re-wrestle any match, which would it be and why?
Either my Colin Moore match in the Ohio State dual meet, just because that was a really, really fun one. That atmosphere was one of the best atmospheres I've ever gotten to wrestle in. There's so many fans there, and it was so loud, and it was so exciting. The energy was super, super high, and I just had a lot of fun with that match. Or my NCAA Finals match. That match, because I won 3-2, I think it was 3-2 or 3-1. I can't remember. I scored a takedown with like 10 seconds left. But I wish I would have scored more points. And I also wish that I could have changed my walkout song. I really think about that a lot. The whole time, I'm like, man, I definitely could have picked a better walkout song. I think I came out to some song that I heard on the Guardian of the Galaxy soundtrack, which wasn't a bad song. But then I started thinking about, man, I could have made such a better entrance. Like, I could have done dance moves, like walking down the carpet or something up to the mat. And I don't know. I think that's like what I think about sometimes. So that match for that reason.
Who's one guy you've really enjoyed scrapping against and why?
Tommy Gant. I like wrestling with Tommy Gant. And, just because, I mean, I'm a little bigger than him, so we don't wrestle as often as we used to when I was at 184. And we actually don't wrestle a whole lot now, but my first couple years of college, we would roll around a lot. And he doesn't stop. He keeps coming over and over and over again. He really challenges you physically, mentally, and we used to just have some brawls. I remember one time we were wrestling and we're getting through these crazy positions that we never get in. We're like jumping, trying to jump over each other. We're like running each other into walls. One time I think it was my redshirt junior year or maybe my redshirt sophomore year. He double legged me and he wasn't taking me down. I was backpedaling, but he still had his hands behind my knees and he was running me down, and he runs me down into the foldable table that we have in the wrestling room that has Brewer's bagels and hot coffee all across the board. And then once I hit the table, I can't backpedal anymore. So I can't move my feet. And so once my body hits the table, he picks me up and slams me through the foldable table. And then we have bagels and coffee all over us and we're still wrestling. We didn't stop. We just kept going. I got hot coffee on my t-shirt and now I'm wrestling out of the position and I'm clubbing them. And so like stuff like that, it's really, really intense. And I really like stuff like that. So Tommy Gant.
What's the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
I taught myself how to play Over the Rainbow on the ukulele.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
For some reason, I wanted to start trying to learn how to play the ukulele. So I bought one off Amazon for about like $75, and it took me like a week, maybe a week and a half. I spent like 3 hours the first day I got it in the mail because I was so excited just trying to figure out how to do the strumming pattern, because that's the hardest part when you're playing that thing. It's just, you know, the strings, there's only like four chords that you use for that entire song. But it's the strumming pattern that's the hard part. And so I was like over here reciting it in my head, practicing over and over and over again because I was just so determined, and I finally got it. And so if someone were to hand me like an ukulele, I could play that song no problem.
We'll wrap it up with this one. If you could go back and wrestle anybody from any era, who would you want to compete against?
Who? Kale Sanderson. Especially because he was a 184 and a 197 pounder. And he's a four-time NCAA champ and also Olympic gold medalist. And, you know, he's a guy's a legend in the sport. And so I would definitely love to wrestle against him. I feel like that'd be cool.
Great stuff, Mike. We went well over 7 minutes, but it was fun. So thank you very much.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Hope you have a good weekend.